You think that they can't get off the ground. They've taken blows that you just think not possible. I was overcome when I first went in there because these were challenges that I thought, this is like the Nautilus way. You train to failure, boom, you get crushed. But down at Light of Life, you could see where the transforming lives. It's a great experience. I urge you to get down there and take a look at it. But I will tell you this, you're going to go through challenges in life. If God is going to strengthen you, then He's got to allow you to go through challenges. And if God is going to up your amperage in personal strength, then He has to allow us to go through times that will test us, trials. You know, Pastor Bob alluded to the fact that I like the martial arts. You know, I a little kung fu-y stuff, you know. No. What I like is it's a physical background. You know what I mean? You get in there and you play football, and then all of a sudden you come out at the age of 35, and it's like, what do I do now? I'd gotten involved in the martial arts while I was playing, and so it became an outlet. Anyhow, I went after my black belt freestyle jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu was my test. My final test was 3 hours long. First hour was with the gi. Second hour was no gi. Third hour was without the gi, and it was what they referred to as the valtudo, or the punching and kicking section. Anyhow, it's pretty much like running a marathon while somebody's kicking your butt the entire way. But you know what? It was a trial that I went through, and I was fortunately, by the grace of God, able to succeed on my first one, because I don't think I would have tried it again. But what it was, to get there, there was a number of trials where my teacher challenged me throughout the process of learning. And it started with just a little bit. The first actual belt, the first actual level that I reached was wrestling for about 15 minutes. And believe you me, this hog was sucking wind at the end of 15. And then it built up from there. But what? It was just enough that I could get to that level, but then I'd have to reboot, re-up, and reload, and grow from it. That's kind of how life gets. Because we suffer through trials. We have problems that come across us. Can you think of some problems you had as a kid that really are a problem now? I mean, aside from maybe some health issues, there's not a lot. You know what they say? Little kids, little problems. Big kids, big problems. Kind of rings true, does it not? Trials get bigger, but you are prepared by Heavenly Father to keep growing, to keep overcoming. You don't just jump into a football season. Your prep work starts months before the off season, lifting weights, running, you know, that sort of thing. And then it's the preseason. A team gathers strength through the highs and lows of a season. And if they've prepared enough, if the season has done its work and they are able to overcome those challenges, then they head on to the Super Bowl. And think about Super Bowl 40. The Steelers got hot at the end of the year and went on a run. They were the sixth seed in the playoffs. They won three in a row on the road and went to Detroit, and the rest is history. Super Bowl champions. The Super Bowl for us is in heaven, because I can sure tell you it ain't in Detroit. But I watched those guys in Detroit when the final gun went off. They knew they were world champions. I was standing by Aaron Smith, Brett Kiesel, and that gun went off, and I looked at their faces, and I walked up to them. I just wanted to see as they embraced, and they were joyous. And yes, I was jealous because I don't have a Super Bowl ring. As a matter of fact, of course, you know, Tunch and I came to the Steelers in 1980 after the fourth of the Super Bowls. And then after we left, they went back to the Super Bowls. So we pretty much led them into the decade of decline. Naturally, I blame Tunch. But I watched those guys on the sidelines, and all the pain and anguish of a season fades in the afterglow of a Super Bowl. Guys who had been carrying knee injuries and back injuries and shoulder injuries, suddenly there's no pain, man. we're Super Bowl champions. James 1, 2, 3, and 4 says, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." What's the first thing James tells us? James tells us, number one, when, not if, you face tough times. It's a lock. I got news for you. This life, nobody gets out of here alive. You're going to have tough times. Tough times are a lock. You can bet on them. But if you go back to 2 Chronicles, "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him." We know God sees us. We know, therefore, God knows us. And we know God strengthens us through challenges. And it's for guys or gals whose hearts are fully, not partially, fully committed to Him. Listen, if you're going to walk with the Creator who holds the universe in the palms of His hand, then you got to go live without a net, because, as we were talking, Pat, He is the net. You got to trust. You can't tiptoe. You got to make the jump. How do we do this? By trusting the Creator who created you, me, everything in the heavens and everything on earth. That which is seen, that which is unseen. But you have to make a commitment that you can't back out of. Galatians 2:20 says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me." Paul goes on to say, we should consider ourselves dead to sin. Sin. How easy and natural is that? Comes pretty naturally, doesn't it? Nobody ever had to teach anybody here how to sin, did they? Did anybody have to come and tell you how to steal? How to be rebellious? Did anybody have to come and explain to you about, you know, gossiping? Didn't that come naturally? Maybe peeking at another test? I know that did for me. Where's Pastor Bob? Right there. Could you come up here for a minute? You're going to help me demonstrate. I'm going to take this in my terms of an offensive lineman. I came to the Steelers. Don't worry, brother. When I came to the Steelers, I came as just a raw bone rookie, right? Nobody had to teach me about holding. It just kind of happened. A little felt, a little material. You know, it was so funny. I was playing Randy White from the Dallas Cowboys. You know, Randy used to love to throw this inside uppercut. He'd take a fist right here. He'd throw that hard up inside right there. And, you know, he'd get up on your heels and he'd split between Mike Webster and I. You know something? The liver's pretty tender. One time in desperation, I discovered that a tightly balled fist wrapped heavily with tape and punched into the ribcage buckled him. I could have had a V8. Go figure. Howie Long loved this big swim over the top technique. He'd swim over the top and he'd try to hit the gap between John Kolb and myself. And son of a gun, you get caught here, and you get caught, and boom, he'd split. And before you know it, on a pass rush, he'd be in on the quarterback. You know, not one person showed me that when you got in a position like this, if you take your two fingers and stick them into his throat, it would bend him over backwards. Now, he used to come up swinging, so I told the official when he pulled us apart, he said, "What happened?" I said, "Hey, he's drinking too much caffeine." It's funny how, when a Reggie White goes by you and you fall on the ground, that you never have to be told that all you got to do is lift the leg and whip it around and throw a leg whip. Those are all just things that happen to you. You learn. It's a natural thing. Thank you, brother.
Okay.
So is sin, isn't it? Nobody's got to tell you how to do the things that we are born with. Because each one of us here is born in sin. Each one of us falls under the grace of Jesus Christ. Because we were born sinful. Nobody had to teach us how to be sinful. Paul says, when you are a regenerated man, you are to be unresponsive. Don't even consider it. You know, a lot of people have asked me, they said, you know, it's amazing to me how you guys play in weather that's real cold and how you got injuries and stuff like that. You don't seem to feel it, which is true at the moment because you're unresponsive because you know there's a job to get done. How many guys go through their average day? You know, you come home and all of a sudden you realize, man, I got a backache, I got a knee ache. Or you didn't dress right for the weather, but you really didn't notice because your focus is on the job, right? Your focus is, and this is to quote my favorite modern day philosopher, which is Larry the Cable Guy. Get her done. Right? That's what he says. Get her done. Man, God sees us. He identifies those who are his guys. He challenges them with various things that happens in their life. But you know what happens after he challenges? What's he do? He strengthens those whose hearts are fully committed to him. What God left on my heart tonight is real simple. What he left in my heart was to share with you guys those two simple words from my favorite philosopher, get her done. Be one of those guys who steps out to help his brother. Be one of those guys who stands up for Christ. Be counted for. You know, I love that. You know, I'm so simple. I love the Rambo movies. You guys like that. You know, it's a wonderful thing to take the wife to, you know. It's a good chick flick, don't you think? There you go. God bless you, man. And I love when he says you can live for nothing or die for something. Well, we know somebody did die for something. And he died for you, me, and everybody. It's a phenomenal thing. I want to be one of those guys that God says, there, that guy's mine. I want to challenge you to be one of those, to want to be one of those guys that says, there, that guy's mine. It's been said that God disturbs the comfortable and comforts the disturbed. Now, I know what you're thinking. I got a lot of comfort going, right? That's what my wife said when I was telling her about this part here. But if you've been cruising through life without knowing Christ as your Savior, great googly moogly, I hope you are one disturbed individual tonight. Amen. I hope that it disturbs you mucho big time. If you came here tonight disturbed about something, and you know Christ, I pray that God comforts you with the knowledge that he's watching. He's looking over you. And he's looking out for you. You see, God will never do for us what we can do for ourselves. If we have challenges that we've got to, like the lame man, you got to take up your bed and walk. Those things we got to do. But the God that gave the strength to the lame man, the God that healed him and gave him the opportunity, the ability to stand up and walk. That's what God can do for us. God will always do for us what we can't do for ourselves. Men, I challenge you to go out and get her done. Be a man of God. I cannot stand people who say, you know, they talk about Christian guys like they're all walking around doing the shuffle. No, we are men of God. That is our Savior. You want to tell me there's a tougher hombre than Jesus Christ? You want to tell me that you could go through something like what he did? No. Be a man of God. Stand up and be a man of God. Whatever you do, wherever you go, go on out and get her done as a man of God. May God bless you and keep you. May he love you and hold you firm. Thank you.
You can do a Q&A or you're up. Wanted to give Craig a plaque just for coming, and also we got a check for you and everything. But this was from Genesis Engraving, and does some work. So just a gift for you, and thank you for being here. You know, Craig, all the life he has in his soul, which I think we sense a sure lot of, that all came from the Lord. The best part of who he is the Lord. And tonight, if you have just a chance to make that commitment to Christ, as Craig spoke of, and he made years ago, say, Lord, Christ be my Lord, Jesus be my Lord. He'll come into your life, forgive your sins, which we all need, change you from the inside out, and when everything's all done, a place in heaven with him. And without him, we don't have that, but with him, we have a new life. So turn to him. We wanted to give you a chance after the question and answer. If you're leaving tonight and don't have a Bible, get you started in the right direction. Just to get one of these out on the shelf or from myself, and to take one home, start reading, and God will change your life through it. But we wanted to have, I don't know how long you want to go, 15 minutes or so.